So, St. Simon, have you thought it over?
Yes, I have.
And?
There are a good many objections.
Like what?
Ran, you don't understand what's involved.
Sure I do. It's what I do best.
Business.
Look, Robert, I know business is a dirty word over here, especially in your sort of family.
You know nothing whatsoever about my family.
Oh, now, that's where you're wrong, my friend. I like to keep my ear to the ground, keep track of whose fortunes are on the way up or down.
Doran, you are no gentleman.
No, I don't have the pedigree, but I reckon I soon shall. What do you say? Here, health, wealth, and happiness.
Health, wealth, and happiness.
The Noble Bachelor by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Bert Cools. With Clive Madison as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring John Rye as St. Simon, Catherine Fershpan as Hattie, and David Healy as Doran. The Noble Bachelor.
No, it's ridiculous.
It's exactly what I've always wanted.
What you've always wanted. When did you ever care about what I wanted?
If we'd done what you wanted, my girl, you'd be stuck away somewhere in a two-bit hovel without a cent to your name.
That's the only thing you care about, isn't it? Well, I don't give a damn about money.
Hattie.
Oh, sorry. Not ladylike enough for you, am I? Oh, Pa. This isn't working. None of it. I can't do it. Let's go home.
You don't want to go home.
I don't know what I want. I haven't had a moment to think since we got here.
All I want is the best for you. You know that. Look, the past is gone. You can't bring it back.
I know it.
You got to think about the future. You're 24 years old.
I know that too, damn it.
Hattie.
Sorry.
This kind of chance, it's not going to come your way again. Don't you like him at all?
I like him well enough.
Then promise me you'll think about it at least. That's all I'm asking. Just think about it.
All right. I'll think about it.
Good girl. That's all I wanted to hear.
Lord Robert, if you brought me out here to talk, can we please get on with it? My feet ache and I want to sit down.
Miss Doran, you are the most refreshing woman I know.
Well, having seen some of the others, I can't say that comes as much of a surprise.
You see. Miss Doran.
Yes, Lord Robert.
I bear an ancient and honorable name.
I know you do.
One that I do not bestow lightly.
Of course not. I'm sorry. Aren't you supposed to go down on one knee?
Oh, Miss Doran, please.
I'm sorry. I really am. Please. Go on, Lord Robert. I'm listening.
Those whom God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. For as much as Robert de Vere Walsingham and Harriet Caroline hath consented together in holy wedlock, and hath witnessed the same before God and this congregation, I pronounce that they be man and wife together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, I know you have a set way to do these things over here, but the way I see it, I'm the father of the bride, and if I want to toast the newlyweds, well, that's my privilege. So, Duchess.